Welcome to On the Ground for Palestine. This is your host, Ryan, and it's April 30th here in Palestine and Israel, and it's a windy one. So apologies for any wind noise in the background. As we get this podcast up and running, our setup is still a little rough. Expect the quality to improve in the coming weeks as we figure out exactly what we're doing and get the proper equipment. That said, let us get to your weekly roundup of what is happening on the ground in Palestine and Israel and news on activism for Palestine. We start with last weekend's Holy Saturday service. Thousands of Palestinian Christians and pilgrims celebrated the Holy Fire Ceremony at the Church of the Resurrection, also known as the Holy Sepulchre, in Jerusalem, even though Israeli authorities had imposed new restrictions on attendance. The authorities sought to limit participation to 1,000 worshippers, over a 90% decrease from previous years. Palestinian Christians and church leaders criticized this move as an infringement on the right to freedom of worship. Local protesters and worshippers attempted to force their way through the barriers, but were stopped by the Israeli forces. A rocket launch from Lebanon on Monday struck harmlessly in Israel. Israel responded by firing several shells back at Lebanon, claiming they targeted empty land and one unspecified structure. The border with Lebanon has been relatively peaceful since the 2006 war. The Israeli military believed that this rocket was tied to the month of Ramadan and the unrest at Al-Aqsa. The military claimed that the rocket was fired by Palestinians in Lebanon, but no group has taken responsibility. In the past week, more than 200 people, mostly Palestinians, have been hurt in clashes in and around the Al-Aqsa compound. Many Palestinians have been outraged by the massive Israeli police deployment at the compound. They are also angered by the repeated visits to the site by Jewish worshippers who are permitted to enter but may not pray there. Yesterday was the last Friday of Ramadan, and following Friday's morning clashes, 160,000 worshippers attended prayers at Al-Aqsa, the largest crowd since the beginning of Ramadan. Fourth, thousands of Israeli settlers marched to the evacuated settlement outpost of Homesh near Nablus on Tuesday, the 19th of April. They passed through several Palestinian villages before marching from a location near Homesh, which was built on land belonging to the Palestinian village of Berka. 40 Palestinian protesters from Berka were injured in clashes with Israeli forces sent to protect the settlers. The march took place despite the Israeli Supreme Court ruling stating that the settlement of Homesh is illegal as the land belongs to private owners of Berka. Next, United Nations experts have called on the international community to take immediate steps to protect the six Palestinian civil society groups that were designated as terrorist organizations by the Israeli government on October 2021. According to the report, Israel's disturbing designation of these organizations as terrorist organizations has not been accompanied by any public concrete and credible evidence. Going on to add, Israel has had 6 months to substantiate its accusations and it has failed to deliver. The six organizations designated as terrorist organizations included Adamir Prisoner Support and Human Rights Association, Al-Haq, Bisson Center for Research and Development, Defense for Children International Palestine, the Union of Agricultural Work Committees, and the Union of Palestinian Women Committees. Israel's designation would enable it to close the organizations, seize their assets and their work, and charge their leadership and staff with terrorist offenses. Speaking of Defense for Children International Palestine, the organization this week published an update highlighting how Israeli authorities are unlawfully detaining a Palestinian teen by holding him without charge or trial, a conclusion reached this month by the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention. The working group concluded that Israeli authorities' imprisonment of Palestinian teen Mohammed Qasem Ahmad Mansour, now 18, amounts to an arbitrary detention and called for his immediate release. Israeli authorities detained Mansour from his family home in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin in the middle of the night on April 9, 2021, when he was 17 years old. Mansour has been imprisoned without charge or trial ever since, under Israel's administrative detention designation. Human Rights Watch has named the Palestinian activist, author, and lawyer Sari Bashi as their new program director. Sari was previously a special advisor to the program office at Human Rights Watch and has worked for Human Rights Watch in the past as its Israel-Palestine director. She has also taught international humanitarian law at Yale Law School. Prior to joining Human Rights Watch, Sari co-founded Gisha, the leading Israeli human rights group promoting the right to freedom of movement for Palestinians in Gaza, and served as Gisha's executive director for 9 years. If that wasn't enough, she also just happens to be a marathoner and ultra-marathoner, and author of the blog Bamba in Ramallah. Links are, of course, in the show notes. Finally, new Israeli rules on foreigners visiting the West Bank have stirred outrage. The 97-page ordinance, called Procedure for Entry and Residence for Foreigners in Judea and Samaria Area, that's the term used by the Israeli government to refer to the West Bank, replaces the current four-page document. The policy has more expansive entry rules, which some experts say is an attempt to restrict and track the travel of foreign nationals to the occupied Palestinian territories, control Palestinian population growth, and keep data on the land claims of Palestinians holding foreign nationalities. The new rules are set to come into effect on May 22nd. That's our news for the week. Thank you for joining us as we get this podcast off the ground. We are now available through Spotify and your favorite podcast app, along with the video version on YouTube. Links for subscribing to the podcast are in the show notes, which are located below the video on YouTube. Since the show is new, it is difficult to find in a podcast search. Your best bet is to search for Kumi Now or subscribe using the link. We'll be back again next week. In the meantime, if you have an idea for how to improve the podcast or for a story we should include, please email us at kumi@kuminow.com. If you like this weekly roundup, we suggest you join us at kuminow.com, follow us on social media, and join our weekly Kumi Now newsletter. You can sign up at kuminow.com/register. We thank you for your role in activism for Palestine and Israel, for only together may we rise up.